Welcome to the Bare Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie Matz, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina, and we are here to dive into our lives. We've got four kids, ages 9, 5, 2, and 2 months. And so we're right in the mix of it, and we hope by sharing some things that are going on in our lives, God can use that to encourage you on your journey in this thing called Christian parenting. So I want to start out this episode by saying, wow, I listened to last week's, and I was half awake. Like, that was horrible. So Christina and I talked to Christina, said, what was the deal? Hey, we record this thing at night. I mean, what other time are we going to be together with a quiet in the house? So what we decided to do, I felt like I would share this because it's kind of like hacking parenting podcasts. Like, this is how you hack a parent podcast, is we decided to record this after a date night because we thought, okay, if we have a sitter come over and they watch the kids and put the kids to bed and we're all having fun, you know, just being together, like
living it up,
young lovers out on the town.
Seats recline. This is what we were doing tonight. We turned on the heater in the truck and reclined the seats and just talked with no children screaming at us in the background.
So we fueled up, man.
And then
we come home, the kids are in bed, and then we record some podcasts, and you can probably tell in our voice, we got energy, we got life. Like we've been reborn, so to speak, tonight.
I had chia pudding.
Chia pudding. I had some sushi. Man, we're ready to go. So, I mean, from now on, you're going to have like some energy coming at you from the two of us. And we even changed our format. Like we put the microphones across from each other so I can gaze into my beautiful wife's eyes and we can...
We're at the kitchen table, not kneeling down in front of the coffee table. It's fantastic.
I don't know why we didn't think of this before. It's just...
I don't know.
Your judgment is very clouded when it's 9 p.m., 9:30 p.m. and you're just tired from putting all the kids to bed. So here we are. It's like a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. And so this week, what we're talking about, though, it's five ways we can get to know each of our children. Because last week we talked about, you know, reasons why we get to know our children. Like, why do we actually want to get to know them individually and intimately? And this week we're talking about how do we actually do that? So we're going to run through these pretty quick. There's just five ways that we personally choose. I mean, there's lots of different ways you can get to know your, or you can take the time to get to know your children. But we're going to talk about five. What's one simple way that you can do that?
One of those ways is to go on dates with your kids. So sometimes these can be something where you put a little bit of money into it. Maybe you go out to lunch or, you know, take them to a movie or whatever. But we also try to teach our kids that, like, just time together is special. That's a hard one for them to learn. They still, Evie wants to go to Boomers every time she goes on a special date, but we just sit and, like, David and I have just gotten juice at Starbucks before and, like, played Chutes and Ladders and, you know, just getting away, doing something just one-on-one with the kids.
Yeah, one-on-one, one parent, one kid, that kind of an investment. So, yeah, we call them dates, too, because we feel like that's, you know, implementing... It's basically setting a tone so that when they date when they're older, they realize there's a framework to that. There's a way to get to know somebody when they date as a married couple, which is really important, as we're seeing by, you know, a little bit more energy tonight after our date, which was fantastic. I love dating my wife. Been married 10 years and we've got these kids, but dating my wife is still one of the most favorite things for me.
Which, just let me throw this out there. I mean, it was nice to get away and to not have people screaming in our faces tonight. Yeah. But, like, we do this podcast. We started Bear and Squirrel because we adore our children. They're the sweetest little blessings from the Lord, and we're so grateful for them. But it's a lovely kind of noise in our home, and so sometimes it's nice to just be as adults and be able to talk without interruption. So
yeah, but let me also, like, I want to just honor my wife in this. I think it's really important to get away without an infant. I think that it's really easy to put the infant on your side and bring them out to a date with you well into their, I guess, kind of older months, towards even being a year old. But, like, I just want to thank you because you you left the infant at home tonight and yeah. made it work. It was just the two of us. And it's a big, for me, it's a big difference. Maybe for some people it's not, but for us, like, it's really important. Like, pure time, no interruptions, just like,
well, cause you have my full attention then. Right. I'm not, you know, trying to make sure that he's content and happy. And honestly, I think he's happier here cause he's sleeping as opposed to like being out.
He doesn't like sushi.
No, he wouldn't have liked the chia pudding. I mean, totally would have lost all of its coolness on him.
So he'll thank us later. So the second thing is listening in everyday life. So just getting to know your children by listening, which sounds really simple, but it's actually pretty hard. And I think every parent knows that. I mean, actively listening takes a lot of effort, and it really takes selflessness. What's another way?
Another way is to play side by side with them, to really get down on their level, build with Legos, play imaginary house, whatever it is that your kids like to do, really get in there and do it with them.
That's a hard one for me, I'll admit. I've had to learn over the years. I was pretty bad at it when we started. I feel like I'm getting a little better at it.
Yeah.
But especially when your kids have interests that are totally different than yours.
That's the thing. There's certain things, like, I love to build Legos. I'll sit on the floor and build Legos with you all day long. It is harder for me. Yeah, you, whoever. I mean, you want to come into my Lego world, feel free, okay? I'm building. But, like, other things are definitely more difficult for me. Like, let's all be, you know, I'm the owner, you're my puppies. Like, that's a little bit harder for me. So
that's impossible
for
me.
I have to push myself in those moments.
Yeah. No, I'm the owner, you're the puppies, all right? That's the way this goes. So
what's another thing?
Yeah, another thing is ask them lots of questions. It's funny, we get asked so many questions by our children, but we forget that we need to ask them questions because we actually need to be interested in their response. What's another way? Fifth way.
I would say the last way is to really pay attention to their nonverbal cues. So not only are we actively listening to the things they are saying, but we need to be actively watching the things that they are not saying.
Wow. So true. And it takes a lot of attention and energy. That's why date nights are important. You got to refuel. You got to get back in the game with your kids. Because you love them like we love our kids, and we're all interested really in one thing at the end of the day, is raising some awesome adults who love, who seek God, love God, and they want to obey God ultimately. So get to know our children so that we can know how to do that. So that's pretty much it for this time. I mean, we're feeling good.
We would say we'd see you next time, but I can't see you.
Right.
Right.
But if you follow us on Instagram, we're kind of throwing up.
You can see us.
You can see us. That's Instagram. It's visual. Yeah. Instagram would be horrible if it was just audio. Follow us on Instagram if you really want to see us. If you don't, we completely understand. But we'll
keep listening.
We'll talk to you next time.
Fantastic.
Best podcast in years right there.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.